This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
There are dark economic clouds, yet it's a fine time for flying or for driving a bus. I'm David Brancaccio. Inflation won't stop. There's news today. The Consumer Price Index was up again in September, a more than expected jump of 0.4%, meaning prices are up 8.2% in a year. So much for the stock market, which had been trending up in futures trading before that news. At the moment, the Dow is down 355 points, 1.2%. The S&P is down 1.6%. The NASDAQ is down 2.3%. And the 10-year interest rate crossed above 4%. On Thursdays, we get a consultation with Diane Swonk, the chief economist at KPMG. Good morning, I suppose.
Good morning.
Looking at all this inflation that won't die and talk of a worldwide recession, I guess you're not the right person to contact to sugarcoat this, right?
Sorry. I feel like the Grim Reaper these days. I guess it is the month of October, so I guess I know what my Halloween costume will be. But I'm only the messenger, and the message is that inflation's too hot, and the Fed has to raise rates, and the world is going to have a hard time with all this. This is no easy thing, slowing down an economy and hammering demand to bring it in line with what appears to be a chronically undersupplied world.
So increasing chances of recession next year. Is that a sure thing? We really will contract for two quarters next year?
Oh, I think it's probably all but done, given the kind of rate hikes we're going to need before the end of the year and going into early next year. Also, it's important to remember that these things feed on each other. Of course, we're not the only country in the world fighting inflation. This is a global inflation problem. And we've got central banks around the world raising rates all at once, which means a global slowdown in economic activity. And we've already seen it in things like trade. In fact, the last month's trade data, we saw both exports and imports fell. That's not the way to grow your economy.
Diane Swonk, chief economist at the audit, tax, and advisory firm KPMG. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When the International Monetary Fund this week downgraded its projection for global growth next year and predicted a third of the world economy is or will be in recession, among factors cited is the slowdown in China. China's GDP grew 8.1% last year. This year, it could run 3.2%. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
China did pretty well early in the pandemic, exporting a lot of stuff we in the U.S. were buying while we were stuck at home with cash to spend. But domestic problems have now come home to roost, says Cornell economist Ishwar Prasad.
Determination to stick with zero COVID policy has disrupted economic activity. The housing market has begun to unravel, and there are some signs of financial market distress.
Chinese consumers are wary of spending and investing, so demand is falling.
Where is the growth going to come from?
Mary Lovely is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
Is it going to be increased investment? That's a problem because the local governments are heavily indebted with this property crisis. Is it going to come from net exports selling to the rest of the world? Oops, bad news. The rest of the world is slowing down.
In past global crises, China kept chugging along, fueling recovery in other major economies. But Lovely says it's in no position to do that this time around. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Well, if you were an airline these days with the crush of travelers and high ticket prices, things would seem a little more upbeat. Delta Airlines today reported record sales summer to fall, tremendous demand. Delta CEO Ed Bastian told Yahoo Finance today Delta thinks the current quarter is also going to be very fine as people continue to catch up with pandemic-delayed travel.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Transit systems across the U.S. are struggling to keep or to hire bus drivers, and in Miami-Dade County, officials postponed the bus network redesign this year because of not enough drivers who are quitting. From WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports.
Johnny Barona used to work in fast food and construction.
Johnny Barona!
Now he's a Miami-Dade County bus operator after graduating in August with 31 other trainees.
I feel really, really amazing. I feel so good because every bus operator, every trainee have one different story. All we have the same dream.
Nearly 20 drivers a month have been leaving their jobs. The county needs to hire 200 motivated people like Barona to launch a plan years in the making to increase service, add connections, and cut wait times. Ulyss Gleckley heads Miami-Dade's Department of Transportation and Public Works.
Everybody's competing for the same pool of folks. And so for us, what we're saying is that we not only are competitive, we're best in class.
The starting salary for new bus drivers is $16.81 an hour. New hires who stay on the job for 18 months get a $5,000 bonus, and benefits include health insurance, tuition reimbursement, and vacation time. Jeffrey Mitchell is the president of the Transport Workers Union Local 291. He says the bonus isn't enough to make up for low pay.
You're in a petri dish all day long, stressful condition, and this is what they think I'm worth.
Bus drivers across the country earn low salaries, says Chris Van Eyken. He wrote a recent report on solutions to the bus operators' shortage in the U.S. for Transit Center. It's a foundation that looks at ways to improve public transportation.
This used to be a good middle-class job, and it's a shame if we would lose this pathway.
Van Eyken says drivers need access to bathrooms, and new hires should get to choose routes and shifts that are often reserved for senior drivers to avoid burnout. He says attracting drivers means improved transit for customers, too. In Miami, I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.
Also today, our Secret Money public influence series goes beyond a measure on the ballot in Arizona next month to force bigger campaign donors to reveal their true identities. Alaska has this, Montana, and Oregon may try. Marketplace.org if you missed that on the air today. I'm David Brancaccio. We're from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.